Moscow to Minnesota, the Gorbachev visit, brought to you in part by LDB, Senex Land O'Lakes, Erickson Marine, and Harvest States. And this is Ruth Kozlak along with Roger Erickson, and we're going to bring back in reporter Steve Murphy, who is at the Radisson with a special guest.
That's right, Ruth. While the speech goes on from President Gorbachev, I'm in an anteroom with Paul Shirkey. You may recall Paul, of course, of the Bering Bridge Expedition, and this is going to be a very special moment for him in just a couple of minutes. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I'm taking a little light right now, but as I understand, we'll have a chance to meet President Gorbachev. We will be congratulating him upon his agreement reached this weekend with President Bush to establish the region that we traveled through a year ago last April, the Bering Strait region, as an international park. We think this is a wonderful step. I can't think of any more appropriate way of demonstrating geographical unity between our countries, and it's also a wonderful step for the reuniting of Eskimo families in the Arctic who have been long separated by the Cold War.
Paul, you want to remind us about that expedition, what took place, and about the Soviet involvement?
Yes. We traveled over a two-month period last February through May, some 1,200 miles from the capital of eastern Siberia, across the Bering Strait and on through western Alaska. And the goal, the destination, was not so much the miles traveled, but rather the dozens of settlements we reached, many of whom had had no foreign visitors since prior to the advent of the Cold War. So our arrival in those settlements was proof positive that this talk of glasnost was affecting change, even in that which was the most remote corner of the Soviet Union.
What are you going to tell Mr. Gorbachev today?
Well, we're extremely honored, of course, to be granted this visit. We're delighted with the establishment of the park, and we look forward to being involved in other Soviet American educational and environmental programs in the near future.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Shirkey of the Bering Bridge Expedition. Mr. Gorbachev should be in here in just a couple of minutes. Report back to you. Ruth and Raj?
All right. Thank you so much. And now let's go back to the Watson House. Well, first, let's hear a little bit of the sound at the Watson House.
I was told that you went to Moscow.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you belong to
you.
Now, could you tell me in detail what you did there?
Would you like to see a scrapbook of what we did?
Yes, ma'am, because it's a piece of president's game. Yes, please.
Yeah, but listen,
What was it that you did in Moscow, and with whom you went to Moscow?
I went to Moscow with the children's theater company,
Teatro.
All right, this is the sound at the house on Garfield Avenue, the Watson House, where the Watson family is gathered around, along with Mrs. Gorbachev and Lola Perpich, and obviously the Russian interpreter. And they're sitting around eating cookies and drinking coffee and milk. And right now, Raisa is being shown a scrapbook that Lisa made during her visits in the Soviet Union. Let's listen to a few minutes more.
And in which theater did you perform?
The Central Children's Theater.
Центральный детский театр.
Наталья Ильинична Сац?
Сац is Наталья Сац, the producer there.
All right, now let's go to Jan Yurok, who is standing outside the Watson House. Jan?
Well, Ruth, I've been monitoring some of the sound from inside the Watson home, and it's been a lot of talk about domestic issues. Mrs. Watson was asked about cooking, and she told Mrs. Gorbachev that she has about five recipes that she puts together that can be put together very quickly, and that cooking doesn't take a long time. She asked about child care. They talked about how sometimes in America grandmothers can take care of children if they like, and what different arrangements can be made. Mr. Watson talked about the fact that he's a teacher and he takes summers off and can spend time with the children. Mrs. Gorbachev asked about the home that they are buying and asked if it would take a long time to pay for the home, and Mr. Watson explained some things about 30-year mortgages. And you heard some of the conversation there about Lisa Watson having been in the Soviet Union. So it seems to be a discussion about the family and about families in general in the United States.
All right. Well, thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
And we'll stay tuned. And, of course, we're going to be joining Twins Baseball in just a couple of minutes here on CCO, but we'll be breaking in whenever we need to give updates on the Gorbachevs.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. That's Jan Yurok at the Watson House. It's 5 minutes before 7. This is Moscow to Minnesota, the Gorbachev visit on WCCO.
What are your business choices in China? What products are selling in Singapore? Who's changing jobs in Japan? How is trade in Taiwan? Only the Asian Wall Street Journal Weekly gives you the information you need to make the most of new opportunities in the Far East. Whether you're interested in buying, selling, investing, manufacturing, banking, or any other business, the Asian Weekly brings you the facts. You'll get news of labor markets, money markets, and trade trends, analyses of Asian politics and corporate data that could affect your interests, and coverage of investment markets and stock quotations. You'll be well informed every week with the Asian Wall Street Journal Weekly. Subscribe now at the introductory rate. You'll receive 13 issues for only $63. To order, call toll-free 800-228-6603. That's 800-228-6603. Call now.
Mr. Foster, look, I can sit in a regular barber chair now.
Well, no more booster seat for you, mister. You've done some growing.
2.5 inches.
All right. Pumping iron, huh?
Nah, just eating good food, I guess. And Mom says my Flintstones vitamins help me grow, too.
That's so. Well, you keep growing like this, and next thing you know, you'll be coming in for a shave.
This is Moscow to Minnesota, the Gorbachev visit. I'm Ruth Kozlak, and this gentleman next to me is Roger Erickson.
We have been here since 11:40 this morning, and it has been just a great day.
Yes, it certainly has. Although, as we're winding down here, I find that it's not as easy to speak anymore as it once was. Have you ever done a broadcast for this long?
This long? Oh, every day. You should see what it's like getting up at 2:30 in the morning, Ruth.
No, that I cannot
imagine.
The
real world.
Now, when you look back on so far what's happened, what's been the thing that you were most intrigued by the
No, I was really intrigued when he first came in, and Eric was talking about it earlier. He first came to the governor's residence and went out and talked to everybody and drove some of the security people crazy mm-hmm. at that particular time. But went about, and he was cool, and he was relaxed, and it was really fun to hear.
Yeah, it's all been so exciting, such a momentous occasion.
If you weren't with us earlier, we have had two special guests with us throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Ian Hunter, who is a Wall Street television journalist, and also
Dimitri Symes, who was originally from the Soviet Union and came here about 17 years ago.
Fritz Mondale, former Vice President of the United States, dropped by. We heard from many others throughout the day as WCCO has covered this fantastic day.
We will be cutting into the Minnesota Twins broadcast with highlights of the remainder of the Gorbachev visit, so stay tuned. And stay tuned for Twins baseball and Moscow to Minnesota here on WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
That bothered him last year. He was 5-6 at Vancouver. And then a rehab program.
And this is Ruth Kozlak here at WCCO breaking in our Moscow to Minnesota coverage. We'll come back to the Twins game shortly. But we want to bring you the report. Mr. Gorbachev is leaving now the Radisson. Marianne Rentis is there. Tell us what's happening.
That's right, Ruth. Well, the kindergarten kids at Meadowbrook School just had their chance to sing their favorite song in Russian for the president of the Soviet Union. The entourage is all lined up here, ready to head to Control Data. And we understand that Mrs. Gorbachev will be skipping that trip and meeting her husband directly at the airport. So as we continue here, the schedule is off schedule. And you can hear the applause.
I guess Mrs. Gorbachev must be having a lot of fun with the Watsons.
Yeah, I'm sure she's enjoying her time there with the cookies and everything. She's probably just enjoying warming up, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that may be it.
It's so cool out here today.
Is the motorcade leaving now?
Yes, it's just finally taking off. The plaza are winding up, and they're going down the street to Nicollet Mall and heading down on 7th Street here in Minneapolis. So he's on his way to Control Data at this time.
All right.
And that's it from here, Ruth.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
You bet.
And, of course, we'll be breaking in again throughout the Twins game for updates on the Gorbachev visit from Moscow to Minnesota here on WCCO. Now let's go back to
tall
baseball.
String bean right-hander Jack McDowell. Gladden, Newman, and Puckett.
First half inning, the Twins 1, Chicago nothing.
And this is Moscow to Minnesota as we interrupt the baseball game to bring you coverage of what's happening. Raisa Gorbachev is still at the Watson House, and now we understand that she is going to go directly to the airport. She will not be going to Control Data. And now I think we have Eric Escala on the line. You're at Control Data now, aren't you, Eric?
And Mikhail Gorbachev is out of his limousine and talking with Lawrence Perelman, the CEO of Control Data. He turns and faces a crowd of about 2,000 Control Data employees and their families, and he's going to take another walk with Lawrence Perelman, and he's going to move toward the crowd. And he looks a little more tired than he has earlier in the tour, but he's going to walk to the people, and now he brightens up as he sees the Control Data people.
All right, Eric, we also have Mark Ginther on the line. Mark?
Yes, I'm about 3 feet from the president. I'm going to let you listen to him now.
You every minute of it.
You blue chest.
I love all these people.
Oh, yes.
But the president, how do you like
it? It's a big crime.
That was Mikhail Gorbachev talking to us on our CCO mic here at Control Data. The crowd is swarming him right now, about 5 feet from me. We're being pushed back by the Secret Service right now. I'm going to send it back up. I'm kind of swarmed by people down here now, being bounced around.
Well, he continues to work the crowd, Mark and Ruth, and he's working along a security fence that is not the substantial snow fence we've had at other stops. This is simply some nylon rope, and he's working the crowd, pausing, and you heard him exchange some pleasantries with a child there, a young person anyway. And he's moving along now. The waving of the Gorbachev has stopped as people press around him. Now they're trying to clear a corridor for President Gorbachev to go back to the red carpet and get back into Control Data.
All right, and if you just joined us, we're talking with Eric Escala, who is at Control Data, as we follow the Gorbachev visit. What's happening now, Eric?
Once inside, he's still working the crowd and doing what now has become a familiar sight in Minnesota, talking to Minnesotans and chatting with them. Ruth, once inside, President Gorbachev will see one of the six Cyber 960 computers that are going to be going from Control Data to the Soviet Union. These computers are used to ensure safety and good operation for civilian nuclear power plants. And he's going to be working the controls in front of about 200 Control Data employees in the lobby.
Eric, hang on a second. We are going to go to Jan Yurok now because Raisa is leaving the Watsons.
Mrs. Gorbachev is leaving the Watsons. They've come out onto the front steps, and the Watson family and Mrs. Gorbachev posed in front of the on the front steps for the photographers. Then she embraced Mrs. Watson, and several of the children kissed them. Mrs. Watson was even shedding a few tears. They were in there for about an hour. Now Mrs. Gorbachev is over by the children again, and she's shaking hands with the children. All the children are reaching out to her, and Mrs. Gorbachev is reaching out and shaking hands with the children. They're pressing ahead as much as they can to shake hands. So it looks like she's making her way toward the car. The cars have not been started yet, though, so she may be spending some time here with the crowd.
It's interesting. She stayed a lot longer with the Watsons than was originally planned.
That's right. Originally, they said it would be 20 to 30 minutes, and it's been a good hour now that they've been together.
And you said she shed some tears?
Well, Mrs. Watson looked like she may have been shedding some tears.
Oh, Mrs. Watson. I thought you meant Raisa.
I didn't see any tears on her face, but, you know, it was obviously a very satisfying visit.
All right, so she will greet the crowd a little bit more, and then she'll be leaving. We had gotten word that she was going to go to the airport with perhaps another stop at a store to shop.
Uh-huh. Well, she's got plenty on the way.
I'm trying to think what stores would be open, though, on a Sunday night.
Well, that's a good point. Gee, it's too bad the Mall of America isn't open.
Yeah, really. She could do some fine shopping there. Well, I hear like chanting. Are they chanting now?
Yes. Welcome is what they're chanting.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Jan.
Sure.
And let's just check in with Eric again, Eric Escala at the Control Data.
They've started about a 20-minute ceremony where they're going to take a look at these computers that are designed to make sure that domestic power plants, nuclear power plants, run safely. These are computers built by Control Data being shipped to the Soviet Union. And then, Ruth, it'll be on to the airport and a departure, and this stop in the revised schedule is just about on time.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
We'll come back on his way out and cover his departure for you as well.
And, yes, we'll be breaking in again to Twins action as we need to here on CCO during our Moscow to Minnesota coverage, the Gorbachev visit. It's 24 minutes before 8 and 52 now in the Twin Cities. Let's go back to baseball.
Takes the first pitch inside.
Cubs won something like 70 consecutive times at bat without a hit. That he was a pitcher.
It's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we interrupt baseball again to bring in Eric Escala, and he is at Control Data. What's happening now, Eric?
President Gorbachev has ended about a 20-minute speech and a demonstration of a computer that is going to be sold from Control Data to the Soviet Union. He's out on the steps now and applauding, and he has gotten some of his warmest reactions to the trip here at Control Data. He said it is time for both the U.S. and the USSR to reject the policies that have squandered the resources of both our nations. It is some of the remarks he made, and now the president is on the step talking with Lawrence Perlman, who is the CEO of Control Data. Mrs. Gorbachev, by the way, is already back at the airport awaiting her husband, and they're having a rather animated discussion, our Perlman and Gorbachev. These are two Control Data and the Soviet Union have been doing business for some time. The president now comes out of Control Data. Big applause again, waving. I think he's going to get right to the car. He knows he's got to get to a plane to San Francisco. He doesn't do any talking this time. There's a mad scramble now for the other limousines. He does not make an unscheduled wave into the crowd. So President Gorbachev has made his final stop before the airport and will now take the drive, a relatively short drive, to Twin Cities International and meet up with wife Raisa, who, Ruth, as you know, has had a very eventful afternoon in the Twin Cities, and beat her husband to the airport. Now, President Gorbachev rolls down the window, beaming, waving his right hand vigorously now, and the crowd pressing against the security barrier, wanting to get one final glimpse of the Soviet leader, beaming again, and the rapport and the charisma he has exhibited here today to the people of Minnesota has been a sight to behold. He is an A1 celebrity as well as an obvious world leader. You're leaving now Control Data, people waving, Ruth, and that's about the story as the motorcade heads out of sight here from Bloomington's Control Data headquarters.
The crowd that's gathered there, mainly employees, or were there outside people there?
Employees and their families, and as I said earlier, very tight security, metal detectors and so forth. I think because of the high-tech nature of the work done here, there was some extra security, and we were told the KGB was extra nervous about this stop as far as security was concerned. And so it was limited, I think, pretty much to employees and families.
All right. It sounded like they were screaming.
Yes, some of that was amplified from inside, but there was a very warm and receptive crowd, and they're waving again as he goes along the frontage road here on the way to the freeway. But very warm outpouring here at Control Data. A company, as I said, has had a very sort of a one-on-one personal trading relationship with the Soviet Union for more than 20 years.
All right, thank you. Eric Escala from Control Data, and this is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 8 o'clock, and of course, we'll let you know when the Gorbachevs leave the Twin Cities. Now back to baseball.